I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. The United Nations issued a historic announcement today. For only the second time ever, a disease has been eradicated from the planet. The first to be conquered was smallpox, and we're going to speak with the author of a new book about smallpox in just a few minutes. The second sickness now eliminated was a devastating animal illness called Rinderpest. In fact, Rinderpest is German for cattle plague. Reporter Anders Kelto traveled to the East African nation of Kenya, the site of the last known case of the disease. He sent us this story.
15 miles southwest of Nairobi, the Ngong Hills flatten into a vast savanna. The dusty terrain is speckled with thorn trees. Roaming cows nibble on whatever grass they can find. Walking with the cows are nomadic herdsmen from the Maasai tribe. The Maasai have long built their culture around cattle. They rely on them for food and use them as a measure of wealth and status. So, for the Maasai, Rinderpest was devastating. James Carnett Oletavo is 70 years old. He recalls an outbreak in the 1960s and what it did to his cattle. He says the animals first developed watery eyes and blisters around their mouths. A little later, they contracted severe diarrhea. Within a week, they were dead. He says 80% of his cows died in that outbreak. It pushed his clan to the brink of starvation and forced some men to find work in the city. Throughout the late 19th and 20th centuries, Rinderpest caused similar suffering across Africa.
It's probably the most important single disease of domestic animals from an economic perspective.
That's Dan Guilfoyle. He's a historian at the British National Archives and has written extensively about the history of Rinderpest. The disease is caused by a virus that's related to measles. Guilfoyle says it first appeared centuries ago in Central Asia.
It spread very widely throughout Asia, Southeast Asia, across Europe, and it never got to the States. But it was in Africa that the disease probably had its biggest impact. You know, people basically lost their money, lost their wealth, and were forced into wage labor, you know, for the colonial state.
Rinderpest killed off more than 95% of the cattle in many parts of Africa in the 1890s. Guilfoyle says that deeply impoverished many communities and made European colonization easier. The disease also killed off huge numbers of African wildlife. The battle against Rinderpest can also be traced back many years. As early as the 1700s, European farmers contained the spread of the disease by killing and burying sick animals. In 1924, the World Organization for Animal Health was founded to coordinate a global campaign against the disease. In the late 1950s, British scientist Walter Plowright developed the first successful vaccine, but it wasn't until 1994 that a new goal seemed feasible: total eradication.
The science was right, the tools were there, the desire, society and the governments wanted the job done.
Mark Rweyamamu is the former head of infectious diseases for the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization. FAO helped form a global Rinderpest eradication program. Scientists distributed kits to test for the disease and told farmers to kill infected animals. Cows in surrounding areas were vaccinated. The program worked. The last known case of Rinderpest was discovered in Kenya in 2001. But for years, no one wanted to declare Rinderpest eradicated for fear that it would crop up again. Mark Rweyamamu says only now, after a decade of surveillance, are scientists sure the virus is gone.
The only place where Rinderpest virus exists is in the laboratories.
Only in labs, no longer threatening the cattle of Kenya's Maasai tribe. Back in Kenya, I ask 70-year-old James Carnett Oletavo how he feels now that Rinderpest has been eradicated. He says he doesn't really have time to be thankful because there are plenty of other animal diseases to worry about. Today, his cows are being vaccinated against one of them, East Coast Fever. But Joe Kaka, a veterinarian who has worked here on the outskirts of Nairobi for more than 50 years, says vaccination efforts are easier now. In the past, many locals were reluctant to have their cows immunized. They didn't trust the government.
It was hard to convince a farmer to do this and that, but now, it's easier now than before.
And that, he says, is one of the lasting effects of the campaign against Rinderpest. Its success taught locals to trust veterinary science and the government. Nearby, two veterinarians hold on to a young calf. They give it an injection, and clip a yellow tag to its ear. They deliver the last few shots. Then the Maasai herdsmen collect their animals and depart to roam the dusty plains. For The World, I'm Anders Kelto, Kajiado County, Kenya.